And we used to slug it up, you know, and we didn't have nowhere to keep it. And we salted pretty much all of the hound, shoulder, middle, and everything, and back bones and everything. But after we got trouble, we couldn't have a place to put him, and we had it fixed, so what you got to do to get it? It was already repaired, the cook machine, how much you want to cook, you wrap that much, you know.
When you kept your meat too long, you say your meat got...
And it keep it too long.
Yeah, it got what? It got...
Right. It rank, Kimmy, and you keep it too long.
Spoil, you know, meat got... Did you ever have meat go get spoiled?
The spoil?
Get spoiled, yeah.
Yeah. I've lost a barrel of meat. A whole barrel of meat. That's what it told me. I didn't... I come here, I call myself gonna pickle it. And I believe if the barrel would have been big enough, I'd have saved my meat. But what I did, I packed my meat in the barrel. Then I had sense enough to think if the water couldn't go through the meat. You see, when you pack in the barrel and then pour this brine on it, there's no way in the world to save it. And there's no way to save it, because the brine couldn't get between the meat is to save it. You can boil your salt out there to a certain extent, you can boil it and put your meat in the salt water. And it's just like you put the dry salt on it. Only it would make a difference in the taste of the meat by being pickle-like. Then you put whatever you want, like pepper, vinegar, whatever you want in it, and you have pickle it. But I went and done that. We put the stuff on the meat, but we packed the meat in the barrel first and poured the stuff on it. And it just sat right on the top and never did go to the bottom, and that lost all my meat. Lost all my meat.
What about, did you ever cook the liver and grind it up?
No.
And make anything out of that?
No. I don't eat hog liver, period, but she never does that. She just wants to fry it. Give it away.
Yeah.
She have enough people here, she fry it. And she don't hog liver, cow liver, nothing. I never eat it. And then I'll eat a piece of liver.
Yeah. Now, your milk, if you kept your milk too long, you'd say it got the taste and...
Yeah, it was sour. And it'll spoil if you leave it there too long. And you... Well, you can keep milk in a cool place too long, it'll spoil.
Get funky?
Okay.
Well, did you ever hear people say something tasted funky?
That's right. That's right. And it will. You can go get you a carton of milk and set it up in that refrigerator where it stays cold all the time. Now, you let it stay there too long, it'll spoil right there. It'll get musty or funky, however you call it.
Yeah. That kind of thick, sour milk that you kept?
Kind of fit it.
That milk, sometimes they put it in front of the fire and let it...
Yeah.
Let it...
That's right, let it sour enough to churn, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
You've done that.
Or clabber?
That's right, let it clabber. And set aside the fire and you keep it just from a kind of a certain temperature on it, but it'll clabber quicker. Then you churn it, get the butter.
What sort of cheese did you make from clabber? Would you make any kind of thing out of it?
Well, I don't think she ever made any, but the old lady I read on her place, she would make what you call clabber cheese. Take that clabber in. I'd see her put that in a white sack, and she'd put so much sugar in it.
Yeah.
And she'd hang that sack up, and she'd put a pan or something there for all that. You see, so much of clabber is white.